Moving on to the superintendent's recommendation.
Thank you. I'd like to start by reading the gifts and donations. It's always nice to recognize those who support our schools. We have Cristo Bistro, attention Nancy Wynn, for donated food samples to Westlake High School for Diversity Week. Christine Brown donated 144 Smile Makers tooth necklaces to Bassett Elementary School. Nathan Courtney of State Farm Insurance donated $500 to One School, One Book at Bassett Elementary. And Ali Darter donated $300 to the Northeast Ohio Lawyer Solar Sprint Kitchen at the Bernstein Middle School. An anonymous donor donated $500 to Westside Connections at Westlake High School. Dover Intermediate School PTA donated $9,059 to Dover Intermediate School to purchase Chromebooks, licenses, and a Chromebook cart. Richard and Philip Holland donated $5,000 to the Heavenly Scholarship Fund at Westlake High School. Christina Kennedy donated 2 prom dresses to the senior class at Westlake High School. Brian Payer donated a prom dress to the senior class at Westlake High School. The Bassett PTA donated $3,968 to Bassett Elementary School to purchase 16 Chromebooks. Linda Quinn donated a prom dress to the senior class at Westlake High School. Michael Cerna donated $500 to the Frank Cerna Memorial Scholarship Fund at Westlake High School. TFN Camps and Clinics donated $4,160 to the athletic department at Westlake High School. And Sandy Westfall donated 11 prom dresses to the senior class at Westlake High School. Would like to thank everyone for their donations. Going through the rest of my report, going through B through O, most of those are pretty common. Going through quickly, we do have a change in a contract for some classified members regarding steps, and then we have some classified employment. We're hiring a special education bus assistant. We have to approve classified employment paid by grant funds, and that's for a special education assistant here at Holly Lane Elementary School. And then we have some FMLA, letter B, to approve. Resolution to approve classified and licensed substitutes is letter F. Letter G is approving some home, at least I think one home, two home instructors that we have that we would like to utilize. Resolution to approve Westside Connections personnel, that's the adult program that runs out of Westlake High School in the evening. Resolution to approve supplemental contracts. These are for high school boys assistant lacrosse coach and Westlake youth wrestling director. Resolution to approve performance contracts. This, what I believe, was for a wrestling tournament. And then we have some game workers that were utilized as well. Let's see, Project Link employment. We have an employee in there. The other part that we have, letter M, I will take a moment. This is the handbook that we approve every year for Project Link. They are requesting tuition increase from 2017 rate of $4.25 an hour to a 2018 rate of $4.40 per hour. And the enrollment activity fee from $35 in 2017 to $40 in 2018. This next one, approving a communication form facilitator. When we have a communication form with our teachers association, the format, we typically bring in a third party, so somebody who is not currently an administrator or currently in the teachers association, to kind of be the neutral facilitator. We have had Mr. Mark Rico, who had come earlier this year to help us with some a long-term substitute position for one of our principals. And we had him come to a couple of our forums, and he really helped out. It was really nice having him there, and we would like to keep him on as our facilitator. Letter O, what we have here is at the last board meeting, we did approve a foreign exchange student, and we did include the name of the foreign exchange organization, but we didn't approve the foreign exchange organization separately. So just to be sure, we want to approve them separately as well. We have used this organization in the past and have had success and have no issues with that organization. The final issue that I will have on here is our contract with our OC Local 319, and the board has received all of the changes to that contract, and I would recommend passage of that contract. So from, and as far as this, I would like to have requests that we have letter A, and then letters B through O together, and P separate.
Is there a motion to approve 5A?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
I would just like to thank everyone for the donations. It's always very appreciated, especially the promos for the elementary school. So it will come in handy in about a year and a half when the new school opens, and it will actually help our budget for the new building. So those are greatly appreciated. Along with, I know that a number of people donated those over the years. So there's quite a few promos that have been donated by PTAs, so much appreciated.
And I have a slightly different approach. I was glad to see the prom buses being donated because those are quite pricey, and I wonder if you are aware of the setup. Are they renting them or giving them, or is this going to be something that's going to be studied?
You know, I'm not familiar with how they distribute them, but in reading that, my assumption is that, has anybody participated in that before?
I have some information.
Okay, please.
I do know that Ann, is it Hazenor?
Hazenor.
Who she does work with us, the Shakespeare Club, correct? That she started this, and this was the first year I believe it's been done. At least it's the first year that I've seen it advertised. But I think she's collecting that, and then girls that would like to take advantage of that are going to see her. I believe they're giving that, they're donating to be given, but I am not positive about that.
It's a great idea, but I was going to say
the same thing, because it's so expensive, and we don't want kids to miss out on such an important piece of high school as the prom.
So it's
wonderful for more people to have an opportunity to go to prom and feel beautiful. Because that's what you want to do if you're going to prom. Even the guys in their tuxes, even though they want to do it.
Well, again, we have a very generous community. Thanks a lot.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And is there a motion to approve 5E through 5O?
So moved.
Second?
Discussion. Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Motion carries.
And is there a motion to approve 5P?
So moved.
Second?
Discussion.
I'll start from all the way down to this end. Is my order? It'll be short. I just like to thank the leadership, Karen, her leadership team, OC. Working with the district leadership to make sure that a grade is put in place that is valuable, rewarding, appreciative for everyone involved. Thank you very much for working with the district. And also let you know that everything that your members do for the students in the district is greatly appreciated. So
couldn't find a newspaper for that.
Thank you, and I'm very glad that
it seemed to go smoothly and that it's over behind us and we can move on.
Thank you. Just ditto to everything that they've said. You know, I'm really happy that it was a win-win for both sides on this negotiation. I know that the contract provides some security and some increases to our OC group, well-deserved. And it also provides the board the ability to keep our costs under control and to manage those for the next, for the duration of the contract. So I want to thank you all. And one of the things that I'm really excited about is the negotiated piece where you have something like the communications forum, the labor relations group that's going to be meeting. I think that's huge. I'm sure that you're excited about it as well. And I know our administration is too. So I think that's going to be a wonderful, wonderful tradition that we have here in Westlake. So thank you.
And I also want to say thank you to our OC leadership, thank you to our district leadership. You did great work, this is great work. And I know the board appreciates all the OC guys. And whenever we have an opportunity, stop on the street or in the schools or kitchens or offices or classrooms or buildings, and we would say thank you every day. To all of our parent groups. So thank you for this and thanks for all you do. Thank you. Right?
Sorry.
Dr. Stoll is coming to be with us today. And although Dr. Stoll is not here, he wanted me to read something, and that is to the Westlake School Board Association. Currently, I am a Chicago. I'm a Supply Chain Professional Society Business Trip, and I am unable to attend the Westlake School Board meeting on Monday, March 26, 2018. I realize that according to the official school board rules, I am not eligible to vote on any issues that are presented. However, I do wish to let all constituents know that while my vote does not officially count, I am in support of the recent contract agreement with OSIN.
Finucane?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Now we have our second hearing in the public, so an opportunity for anyone that has anything to share with the board and any man. If there are anyone who would like to address the board at this time, please. Thank you. If you would state your name and address.
Divisive debates. I think
there's a lot we can do on the local level in Westlake to keep our kids safe. And really, the bottom line of my here is I just want to be part of the solution. I want to volunteer my time. I want to help bring resources to the school. I want to help just bring parents, get parents involved, get their voice heard, and help figure out ways to keep our kids safer. With regards to some of those extreme solutions that are being suggested, one in particular does concern me, and I just wanted to voice that concern on record as a parent and as a constituent. And that is with regards to our new teachers. I saw on your agenda that after this section, there's a resolution to support the Ohio School Board Association on School Safety. And I was pleased to see that. I was pleased to see the increased funding for security that you mentioned earlier, Mr. Gowdy. But when I dug a little deeper, I looked at the guideline for safety and security by the Ohio School Board Association, and I noticed that in this 24-page document, roughly one-third of it discussed logistics for our new teachers. Now, it wasn't saying that was something that was proposed or going forward, but it was just sort of like, these are the logistics to consider if a board so decides to do this. And being a part of Moms Demand Action, I learned that school boards currently have the legal authority to make that decision on their own. And I think that's something that a lot of parents don't know, and I think that parents want to be brought into that conversation. And I really am just here to sort of gauge what the Westlake leadership feels as far as our new teachers, if that is something that you guys are interested in moving forward with, if it's something you're exploring, if it's something the community's already talking about. I certainly am opposed to it. I think that I know that there's a lot of research that suggests that it is not a safe option. There's multiple studies and data that suggest that it just increases risks by having a firearm in the school, and I'd be happy to provide you guys with some fact sheets on that. I can send them over your emails if you like. But I'm really just hoping to hear from you guys if this issue has been brought up at a meeting before, and where you guys stand on that.
Sure.
One of the things about the reading that we have here is we're not going to have interactions at like a Q&A type thing. However, you chose a good night to come with that issue because we are going to be discussing the school safety resolution, and that will be part of our conversation. So that's something that we don't have a problem discussing within that topic.
Okay.
So if you just hang tight, you might be able to.
Okay, I apologize. I've never been to a school board meeting before. I really wasn't sure how this goes. Yeah. I just wanted to voice my concern. And
yes, appreciate it.
And also know that there's lots of great options out there for Moms Demand Action. There's a Be Smart campaign that teaches safe, responsible gun ownership and ways to safeguard children from getting access to firearms. And there's lots of stuff with the Sandy Hook Promise group as well. I just would be delighted to bring any of those resources to the board, and maybe afterwards I can find out what the appropriate avenues are for doing so. Thank you so much.
And you did a great job.
So I'm not going to be as articulate as she was on the fly, so I have to read mine. And I do apologize, I didn't know that you would be discussing the one item you have. Unfortunately, my poor son and I are hungry. We're going to go home.
Okay, that's fine.
So I apologize. If it's online somewhere, a video or somewhere, let me know and I'll walk toward this.
Sure. If you would just state your name and address before you leave. Thank you.
Sure. Our bad place, 1543 Main Circle, and that's Westlake. All right, so first I want to thank you for allowing me to speak to you this evening. And like I said, I want to address the subject of school safety, and I think it's under Board Item B. The resolution is to support the OSBA resolution on school safety. The OSBA resolution states that school violence has become an epidemic in the U.S., and I think that we can all agree on that. Seeing that this country has witnessed over 17 school shootings in 2018, and we're only in March. The resolution also states that children and school employees deserve to attend school without fear of death or injury, and that is the responsibility of all citizens to address this problem, not just the school district alone. Lastly, Westlake School supports the OSBA resolution, which implores the President of the United States, the Governor, the U.S. Congress, and the Ohio General Assembly to, quote, prioritize the protection of students and school employees by enacting legislation with funding for things such as increased access to school safety measures, including school resource officers, school safety infrastructure, and other security measures designed to protect students and staff. And then the second one that I want to focus on tonight is, quote, training school employees. So I'm happy that you guys are supporting this legislation, but as you had mentioned, I didn't realize about it. Well, actually, we'll get to the teachers in a second, sorry. Okay. The problem that I have with this is that the government moves slowly, and we all know this. And I think to sit around and wait to see what the federal government is going to do with this is just not acceptable anymore. We can't sit back anymore, and we need to take serious action in terms of keeping our children safe. Sandy Hook was 5 years ago. 5 years ago. I realize that the district does have some safety measures in place in the case of an active shooter, such as conducting drills at school and involving the Westlake Police Department in terms of resource officers, such as Officer Cook. But at the end of the day, none of the procedures that I'm aware of can prevent a child, if they want to, from knowingly bringing a weapon into the school with the intent to harm, especially in the morning when a large portion of the shootings seem to occur. What I'm asking the school board to do is to consider metal detectors at the door with a resource officer there to make sure that no student is bringing in concealed weapons. I realize that no one here probably wants to face the reality that our children might need this in terms of safety, but no one seems to balk at the fact that many government buildings have these safety procedures in place specifically to keep those who work or have business in that building safe. How is it that our children don't deserve the same attention in terms of safety? Every morning, my heart breaks to drop my son off at school. Every morning. And the only thing I can do is cross my fingers and hope that today is not that day. That is the best I have going for me as a parent. And it's a difficult emotional place to be in, but it's not as difficult as the place that I personally put my own son in every morning when I drop him off. With that, I'm asking this board to please consider this solution. I know we all want our children safe when we all talk about safety over and over again, but I don't see anyone getting down to specifics. We need specific, detailed goals on how we are going to keep our children safe in our schools. I'm going to skip ahead to the teachers. In terms of safety, the last thing I want to address is the part where it reads training for school employees. And I would like to add that I agree with you that I think we're headed into treacherous waters by arming teachers. I don't think that's really the route we want to go. They're there to teach. And they certainly haven't been trained to shoot in school environments. I don't think this is an appropriate way to go when it comes to this. I've spoken to some members of the school administration at my son's school. They don't want to be armed, and they don't want to see their fellow teachers armed either. So I just ask that you maybe consider this. And last but not least, because I promised my son I would bring this up, a lot of the children like to walk from the library to the rec center down the Summer Bridge. And he was wondering, and this may be a city issue, if they could put a crosswalk across the street on the, what would that be, the south side of Summer Bridge to the north side of Summer Bridge, crossing over to the right side. So I promise to do that. So that's it. Thank you for your time tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Who else would like to address the board? And we'll have the board comments. And if not, we're going to move on to board items. Vice President, is it?
Government Accountability and Oversight Committee has been holding hearings on House Bill 512. This is a bill to consolidate the Ohio Department of Education with the Ohio Department of Higher Education and the Governor's Office of Workforce Transformation. Does it make sense to merge these three agencies? No, no, and no. Will this solve Ohio's complicated school funding system? Highly unlikely. The function of public school districts is vastly different from the institutions served by the Ohio Department of Higher Education. The unique needs of a K-12 grade student will be lost within this expanded government bureaucracy. We will lose local control over our schools, and that is never a good thing. A larger government entity scares me to death, because we know how things in the government get shuffled, lost, and overlooked. I have a feeling that we'd be placed in a box, put on a shelf, and collect dust with no say as to how we want our school district to progress. This bill is not a good idea, and it is bills like this that make me wonder what in the world our elected representatives are thinking or not thinking. And here is the proposal that we will vote on. Whereas the Ohio House of Representatives is currently considering legislation that would consolidate the Ohio Department of Education, the Ohio Department of Higher Education, and the Governor's Office of Workforce Transformation into a new state agency called the Department of Learning and Achievement. And whereas the proposal transfers nearly all the duties and authority of the State Board of Education and the Superintendent of Public Instruction to the new state agency. And whereas this proposal was drafted without the input of students, parents, educators, administrators, schools, school districts, superintendents, and board members, all of whom would be negatively affected by the bill. And whereas this legislation creates an environment in which the unique needs of students, educators, parents, and school districts will be lost within an expanded bureaucracy, and the role and authority of the elected members of the State Board of Education would be undermined by stripping the board of nearly all of its duties. And whereas supporters of the bill cite a lack of communication among state education agencies as the key source of Ohio's education problems, but effective collaboration and cooperation is already occurring, and each school district strives to effectively prepare its students for college or a career. And whereas important decisions on topics like school funding, graduation requirements, report cards, and state assessments would be made by politically appointed, unelected staff with little to no accountability and under a process with almost no public input. And whereas public education is at its best when the interests of the people are served through publicly elected boards, and the State Board of Education is no exception. And now therefore be it, and it is hereby resolved, that the Westlake Board of Education does express its opposition to this legislation, House Bill 512. And be it further resolved that the treasurer be directed to spread this resolution upon the minutes of the Board of Education, and that copies of the resolution be forwarded to members of the Ohio House of Representatives and the Ohio Senate.
Can I make the motion?
Please.
I move that we adopt this resolution.
Second. Discussion.
I'm with you, Mrs. Lizinski. When you talk about loss of local control, and I mean, that resonates, and I know that resonates with our community members. Already, even without this bill to consolidate, we've been on a very slow way with our State Board of Education. I don't know if folks realize that of the 19 members on our State Board of Education, 8 are appointed by the governor. And that number had increased from before under this governor. So there continue to be efforts by our state lawmakers to usurp elected members of boards to over-politicize the running of our schools in the state. And that's a problem with me. So I absolutely will support this resolution, and I appreciate you bringing it to our attention.
Further discussion.
Lizinski?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.